All right, let us move on to item 8, which is what I will call the Karen Levy portion of our agenda today, which is starting with item 8, which is our first is considering and taking possible action to authorize the board to conduct teleconference meetings under Government Code Section 54953E and to make related findings. Karen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and good morning. Basically, as we've done monthly, if the board wishes to continue to use the special teleconferencing rules, given the state of emergency, it has to consider the circumstances of the state of emergency and make certain findings. Currently, the COVID-19 state of emergency proclaimed by the governor is still in effect. On June 14th, 2022, the Contra Costa County Health Officer revised its recommendation for safely holding public meetings. And that recommendation continues to include a recommendation to continue to hold online meetings. Those are encouraged by the health officer where practical because the meetings present the lowest risk of transmission of COVID-19. The health officer's recommendation is included in the agenda packet. I'll read from it that the health officer does state that this is particularly important when community prevalence rates are high. Our current trends as of June 14th, 2022 in COVID-19 case rate, test positivity, and COVID-19 hospitalizations are increasing at this time. So I will open it up for any questions or discussions.
Any questions or discussion on this? I can just say personally, in the last month, I have seen an uptick in cases of which I'm personally aware of, like it or not, many of those within the family structure. And it was at an event where a number of people ended up testing positive and had to do a lot of isolation and such. So just anecdotally, there's a lot more reported incidents of outbreaks, less severe, but certainly very contagious, it seems. Anyway, that's my anecdotal evidence. Any other thoughts or comments on this?
We're Board of Supervisors. We're still encouraging our committees and subcommittees to all meet remotely. Board of Supervisors, we're live, but we have a very large chambers in which we can still have people sit 6 feet apart. We don't have that luxury in our chambers for Sisera. So I'm very supportive of us continuing to meet remotely. I do have test kits in my office if anyone needs any. Health department supplies me with those. So we encourage you to continue to test because even though the numbers do continue to be rising, so many people are self-testing, those aren't showing up in those numbers as well. But to your point, Scott, hospitalizations remain very stable. Treatment, I always throw in, treatment is available too for any of us in this room, which is quite a few of us who are over the age of 60 or even 65, you can get Paxlovid over the phone. So by calling our nurse practitioner and our nurse hotline at the county, and you'll be taken to a doctor who will then prescribe it to you over the phone and you can pick it up at your pharmacy. So encourage you to take advantage of that, or your own healthcare professional can also prescribe Paxlovid or other appropriate antiviral medications. So that's my little plug for Let's stay safe, get treated. And that's sort of the whole push of the county health department right now is we want to have avoidable deaths, avoidable hospitalizations, and there's so much out there to avoid it. But given our ease with which we meet remotely, I continue to encourage us to do so.
That sounded like a motion. I see Jerry's hand up, but what?
If that was a motion, I will simply second it. If not, I'm prepared to move the staff recommendation.
I'll treat Candace's as a motion. So yours is the second. Is that acceptable to the maker?
That would be just fine. The second, I can be sec. I'm fine with that too.
That's all right. So it's Candace is the moving party. Jerry is the seconder to move to conduct teleconference meetings and to make related findings set forth in our staff report. Any further discussion on the item? Seeing none, let's vote. On the motion, Anderson.
Aye.
Chabotarev.
Aye.
Finley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Phillips.
Aye.
And Watts?
Aye.
Aye. The motion carries unanimously. So we will continue on for another 30 days.